Please be seated.
我们今天晚上的布道会，我们继续请胡传道来总道。
This evening's evangelical service, we invite Preacher Wu to continue.
奉主耶稣基督圣名，在这里见证神的救人的福音。
In the name of Jesus, we give witness the good news from Jesus Christ.
今天的题目是为什么我们需要圣灵。
Tonight, the topic is why we need the Holy Spirit.
我们一连串就查考了我们为什么需要神，我们为什么需要洗礼。
We already investigated why we need God, why we need baptism.
圣灵其实扮演很重要的角色在我们生活上。
The Spirit holds a very important part in our lives.
因为这个理由太多了，我就选三个理由跟大家分享。
There are too many reasons. I choose only three to discuss.
那首先我们来看这个约翰福音第三章第五节。
Let's turn to first John chapter 1.
约翰福音第三章第五节。
John chapter 3 verse 5.
约翰福音第三章第五节。
John chapter 3 verse 5.
约翰福音第三章第五节
John chapter 3 verse 5
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，人若不是从水和圣灵生的就不能进神的国。
Most assuredly, Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以第一个原因，为什么我们要圣灵，就是要进神的国。
First reason why we need the Spirit is we can enter the kingdom of God.
如果我们得到圣灵，我们就是从圣灵生的。
With the Spirit, that means we are born of the Spirit.
那么这是得救其中一个条件。
That's a criteria for salvation.
现在有很多人误会说其实我信主还是我好行为我就有圣灵。
Some misunderstand. I believe in God, therefore I have the Holy Spirit.
还是我有圣灵的果子，我有好行为，我就有圣灵了。
So therefore I have the fruit of the Spirit, therefore I already have the Spirit.
我们请看这个《使徒行传》第四章。第四章。
Turn to Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章
Acts 10
从第一节
Verse 1
到这个第八节
To verse 8
使徒行传第十章第一节
Acts 10 verse
1在该撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流，是义纳利的百夫长。第二节
2.
他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。第三节
3.
有一天约在深处，他在异象中明明看见神的一个使者进去到他那里说，哥尼流。第四节
Four.
哥尼流定睛看他，惊怕说，主啊，什么事呢？天使说，你的祷告和你的周济达到神面前，以蒙纪念了。第五节
Five.
现在你当打发人往约帕去，请那称呼彼得的西门来。第六节
Six.
他住在海边的一个削皮匠西门的家里，房子在海边上。第七节
Seven.
向他说话的天使去后，哥尼流叫了两个家人和常侍候他的一个虔诚兵来。第八节
Eight.
把这事都诉说给他们听，就打发他们往约帕去了。我们跳到这个44节。
Let's jump to verse 14.
44节。
Oh, it's 44.
彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。45节。
45.
那些奉哥里和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐也交在外邦人身上，就都稀奇。46节。
46.
因听见他们说方言，称赞神伟大。第47节。
47.
于是彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？48节。就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。他们又请彼得住了几天。在这里记载的有一个虔诚人他在拜神。
Here it records an honest person who worships God.
他是拜独一的真神。
He believes in the one true God.
在英文这个神是大写。
Here the God is capitalized.
他是一个外邦人。
He is
非犹太人。
He is a Gentile.
通常这个罗马人在犹太地都很轻看这个犹太人。
Traditionally, the Romans looked down upon the Jews.
因为这些人是像二等公民一样，他们是被人管辖的。
They are considered second-class citizens to be looked down upon.
可是很难得的这一个意大利官呢，百夫长啊，他是相信神的。
But this Italian centurion believed in God.
应该这个人有很生命上有很大的改变。This
man's life must have changed significantly.
他可以去信这犹太教的神，又对这个犹太人这么好。
So that he would be believe in the God of the Jews and was so good with the God, with the Jews.
那圣经上又说他是个虔诚人。
Also records here that he is an honest man,
devout
man.
那什么叫做虔诚呢？
What is a devout man?
这虔诚在圣经上的定义啊，就是这个话不会乱说。
Then he will not say things which are wrong.
他而且会去照顾那些孤儿寡妇的。
And he will give alms to the people who are in need, like the widows.
那圣经又说啊，他和他全家都敬畏神。And
he and his family all worship God.
这是很难得的一件事情。This
is hard to find in most situations.
不止他敬畏神，他的好行为使他全家的人都来信主，也敬畏神。Not
only was he fearful of God, but entire household was also fearful of God.
这敬畏神呢，就是远离恶事。
To be fearful of God is to go far away from evil matters.
对神的事情很积极去做。And
for whatever is pertaining to God, he would do it fervently.
不止这样子，这个人呢还多多周济百姓。And
he also would give generously to people.
周济百姓，give alms to people.
Give alms to people.
有时候我们看到有些穷人呢在讨钱。
We see some poor people begging sometimes.
有时候我们心里想啊，这说不定是骗子吧。We
sometimes think these are just tricksters.
可是啊，这个人不是啊，他是尽量去帮助穷人。But
this man was always aiming to treat them, the poor, generously.
更不止这样子，他还常常祷告。Not
only that, he prayed fervently.
我看有时候我们祷告比他还少啊。I
think we pray less than him.
不止这样子，他还有属灵的体验。But
he also experienced the spiritual.
神让他看异象，and
he saw visions.
而且神还告诉他说啊，你的周济啊，都得到神的悦纳了。And
God told him that you have received the blessings from God.
所以他是很谦卑啊，他看到天使说：“我主啊，有什么事啊？”So
he was very humble. He said, "Oh God, what's the matter?"
所以真的像这种人啊，在教会里面啊。 有时候不是那么多个了。So
we don't see many people like this in any church.
还是有一些了。There's
some.
那我们想说这种人呢，应该绝对会得救了。We
think such people will definitely be saved.
可是怎么知道说这个天使呢？告诉他说啊，叫他去打发人去请这个彼得、西门啊来。So
this angel tells him to invite Peter and Joppa.
天使没跟他讲说为什么。The
angel didn't say why.
可是等彼得来的时候，他把这个得救福音传给他们。And
when Peter arrived, he then spread the gospel of salvation to them.
其实他们知道神，可是对耶稣基督还有神的这个全备的福音呢，不是很了解。Although
he knew about God, he had no true understanding, full understanding of the gospel of salvation.
那这种人呢，虽然在拜神，可是他没有圣灵呢。This
kind of person prays to God but doesn't have the Spirit.
我们来看44节。Let's
turn to verse 44.
圣经特别记载着说，彼得正在讲话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。Here
it records Peter was still speaking these words when the Holy Spirit fell upon them.
如果他们有圣灵的话，为什么圣灵还会再降临在他们身上呢？
If these people already had the Holy Spirit, why would the Holy Spirit then descend upon them?
所以他们其实还没有圣灵。So
obviously they haven't received the Holy Spirit yet.
彼得还有同来的信徒啊，这些受割礼的犹太人啊，都很稀奇。So
Peter and those who were already circumcised, in other words, the Jews, were astonished.
他们惊讶说：“哎，这些人得到圣灵了。”
They were astonished that these people had received the Holy Spirit.
我们看《使徒行传》第十章的46节。Let's
turn to Acts chapter 10, verse 46.
那彼得和这些信徒怎么知道这个哥尼流和他的全家还有亲戚啊，得到圣灵呢？
So how did Peter knew that Cornelius and his entire family had received the Holy Spirit?
46节说，因听见他们说方言啊，称赞神伟大。
Verse 46 says, "For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God."
他们是因为听他们 听他们讲方言，那这方言呢，彼得也得到了，他说跟我们一样。
Because they speak in tongues, tongues which Peter speaks, so they are the same as Peter.
47节说，于是彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？
So 47 says, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we?
所以我们可以看到使徒教会那时代啊，他们怎么去审查看别人有没有圣灵，就是依照他们的得到圣灵的经验啊，他们是讲方言的，看到别人跟讲他们跟他们一样，所以就说这些人得到圣灵了。
How did they in the apostolic time determine who has received the Holy Spirit but by the manifestation of speaking in tongue which they themselves were speaking?
那说方言这个英文呢、啊、是说 Galilea， 英文翻成说是用舌头说话。
The term speaking in tongue is called glossolalia, which is, in terms, means to speak words with the tongue.
世上的言语啊，都是用牙齿、嘴唇还有舌头。
The rest of the world's language is spoken with the tooth and the tongue.
And teeth.
And teeth and the tongue.
可是这个里面呢，是说英文说 speaking in tongue， 就是说用舌头说话。
But speaking in tongue is to speak just with the tongue itself.
舌头开始卷动起来。
So there is rolling of the tongues.
那有人呢、啊、会觉得说那个方言呢、啊，好像只是一种恩赐之一啊，不定每个人要得到。
Some people regard the tongue as a gift and not for everybody.
这个样的问答、啊，这样的回答，其实啊，这样想法其实一半对啊，也一半错。
This kind of response is partially right but partially wrong.
因为他们不了解说，其实有两种的方言呢、啊。
For they don't understand that there are two types of tongue.
一种呢是对神祷告。
One is a prayer to God.
另外一种呢是对人讲话。
The second is speech to man.
我们刚刚看在这里看到第十章啊，哥尼流和很多人啊都在讲方言。
In chapter 10 with Cornelius, many people were speaking in tongues.
彼得说这些人的圣灵与我们一样，就说这些人说已经超过一个以上了。
So by saying the number of people is greater than the number one.
那我们来看哥林多前书14章。
So let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
14章。
14, chapter 14.
我们来看一下，有人就用这个经节说这个我们有些人讲方言啊。不按照秩序。
Some people use this chapter here to explain that your speaking tongue is not correct.
我们来看更多前书14章的26节。
Let's turn to chapter 14, verse 26.
这里说，弟兄们，这却怎么样呢？你们聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来，来的话，凡事都当造就人。27节。
27。
若有说方言的，只好两个人，至多三个人，且要轮流着说，也要一个人翻出来。28节。
28。
若没有人翻，就当在会堂闭口，只对自己和神说就是了。29节。
29。
于是这个至于做先知讲道的人，只好两个人或是三个人，其余的就当审视明辨。30节。
30。
若旁边坐着的得了启示，那先说话的就当闭口不言。31节。
31。
因为你们都可以一个一个的做先知讲道，叫众人学道理，叫众人得劝勉。32节。
32。
先知的灵原是顺服先知的。33节。
33。
因为神不是叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静。有些人看到说很多人在讲方言你们很混乱啊。
Some people see many people speak in tongues, saying that you are very rowdy.
你看这个圣经上记着说这个讲方言最多要三个，最多三个人。
Here, recorded in the Bible, a maximum, not more than three people to speak in tongues.
而且呢还要翻译。
Not only that, needs one interpreter.
所以你看你们讲方言都没有人在翻译。
So you see, you speak in tongue, no one's interpreting.
还超过三个人。
And greater than number three, three of you.
这是违背圣经的话语。
This is against the words of the Bible.
那如果是这样子的话，
if that is the case,
那么在使徒行传第十章，这些人得到圣灵是神给的。
Then according to chapter 10, this Holy Spirit was given by God.
很多人在讲，没人在翻译。
Many people were speaking, no one interpreting.
神难道是混乱的神吗？
So is our God is a confused God?
其实是我们能误解神的话语。
In fact, we misunderstand the words of God.
更多前书第十四章二十六节以下，其实在讲这个用方言讲道造就人。
Here it talks about using tongue to evangelize to edify man.
比如说二十六节，你看上下文，就是在聚会的时候呢，有人可以用。有些人用方言造就人啊，有些人是翻方言啊，有些人得到启示啊，还是教训人。
Here in regards talking about in a sermon, some teaching and with tongue and then some revelation and interpretation.
这不是对神讲的。
These are not words spoken to God.
神听懂方言，神不需要翻译。
If God hears the tongue, he doesn't require interpretation.
所以我们大家花一段时间呢，大家。用灵言祷告。
So sometimes we pray, we spend some time to pray in tongue.
那么我们看这个第二节。
Let's look at
十四章，格林多前书十四章的第二节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2.
十四章第二节，这里的方言是对神讲的，是祷告的方言。
Here, this tongue is a tongue spoken to God, a tongue of prayer.
所以说，那说方言的原不是对人说，乃是对神说，因为没有人听出来。然而在他心灵里却是讲说各样的奥秘。
Here it says that this is a tongue that doesn't speak to man but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries.
如果我要用方言讲到，我们教会有发生，这是对人讲的。
So if we speak in tongue in a sermon, yes, it has happened. It is given towards man.
可是第二节，十四章第二节是对神讲的。
But this verse 2 in chapter 14 is a tongue that's spoken to God.
那保罗呢，也会讲方言祷告，用方言祷告。
Paul can also speak in tongue in prayer.
好，我们看这个哥林多前书十四章的十四节。
Let's turn to chapter 14, verse 14.
这里说，我若用方言祷告，是我的灵祷告，但我的悟性没有果效。十五节。
15.
这却怎么样呢？我要用灵祷告，也要用悟性祷告；我要灵歌唱，也要用悟性歌唱。所以在这里，保罗提到说，他也可以用灵祷告，也可以用悟性祷告。
So Paul says he can pray in the spirit, but also speak in a language in his prayer.
那用灵祷告就是方言祷告。
If he prays in spirit, that's to pray in tongue.
所以彼得看到这一些人可以用方言祷告，是对神讲，不是对人讲。他们就彼得就知道说，这些人得圣灵与他一样，因为他得到圣灵的时候也是对神讲，不是对人讲。
So when Peter saw the family praying in tongue, praying towards God, then it is the same as he experienced when he himself prayed in tongue.
那神为什么要把圣灵给这哥尼流呢？
Why did God want to give the Spirit to Cornelius?
他已经很好了，他这么敬虔，这么爱人，这么帮助人，这么多祷告。
Cornelius is already such a good man. He loved man. He already was fearful of God.
可是呢，他没有圣灵。
But he had no Spirit.
神要拯救他。
God wanted to save him.
神差派这个叫他去找彼得过来。
So he then summoned Peter to come to him.
而且在彼得面前和信徒面前把圣灵降在他们身上。
And not only that, in front of Peter, God had given the Holy Spirit to Cornelius in front of Peter.
让这些犹太人彼得受割礼的人知道说，神也要拯救这些人，也给他赐他们宝贵的圣灵了。
So that Peter and the Jews who had received the circumcision understand that the Gentiles could also receive salvation.
所以我们今天呢，我们要求圣灵。
So today we have to ask for the Holy Spirit.
所以我们才可以进入神的国度。
That way we can enter the heavenly kingdom.
这是第一个原因。
That's the first reason.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
我们看约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
十四章的十五节到二十节。约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
十五节到二十节。
From verse 15 to verse 20.
十四章十五节，约翰福音。
John chapter 14 verse 15.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。十六节。
16.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。十七节。
17.
就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因 他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。十八节。
18.
我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。十九节。
19.
还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你也要活着。二十节。
20.
啊，到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也要在你们里面。啊，在这里，主耶稣说，如果我们遵守神的命令呢、啊，神会主耶稣啊，会向父啊祈求一个保惠师，就是圣灵呢、啊，与我们永远同在。
Here Jesus says that if we keep His commandments, He will pray to the Father, who will then grant us the Helper, which is the Holy Spirit, who will then be with us forever.
啊，圣灵就是圣洁的灵，也是神的灵。
The Spirit is the Holy Spirit, but and also the Spirit of God.
他的名称也叫做保惠师。
And His name is also known as the the Helper.
啊，在不同的翻译有不同的版本啊。
Different interpretations.
啊，有些是说保惠师啊，有些是说帮助者。
Some says it's Helper, some is the Comforter.
啊，那这个告诉我们说，其实它的功能呢、啊？就是陪伴着我们，安慰我们。
So that we know that this is a worker that is going to be helping us.
啊，其实主耶稣快要离世的时候，门徒不知道说以后会发生什么事情，他们也不知道他们需要什么。
When just before Jesus was about to depart, his apostles, disciples, did not know what was going to happen.
而且他们不知道他们需要什么。
And they did not know what they required.
啊，以后他们不知道他们需要什么。
They did not know what they needed in future.
可是主耶稣已经帮他想好了。
But Jesus had already thought on behalf of them.
他说我不会离开你们像孤儿。
He said, I will not leave you like orphans.
我不知道弟兄姐妹有没有看过孤儿。
Have you, brothers and sisters, seen orphans?
孤儿跟那个普通人这个脸色不太一样。
We see the face of an orphan is often different from other
people. 你看到他们的脸哦，你就知道说这个好像从来很少被人家爱过一样。
These people have not had much love in their lives.
那 我自己本身呢，感觉到说，小时候啊，都是我祖母在照顾我。
When I was young, I was always taken care of by my relatives.
我父母亲啊，在忙着做生意。
My parents were always busy with business.
11岁就来美国。
At age 11, I already came to the United States.
被我姑姑照顾。
And I was cared for by my uncle.
可是他们也是要工作。
But they also had to work.
我相信我们每个人、哦、都会体验到孤独。
We know each of us experience loneliness.
我体验很久，从小时候到大。
I experienced it many years from little until I was older.
真的有时候希望说有一个人可以了解我。
I often hoped that there was someone who could understand me.
不会背叛我，也不会离弃我。
And someone who will not leave me.
那么感谢主、得到圣灵以后、感受到神与我同在。
But thank God, when I received the Holy Spirit, then God was with me.
祷告的时候就得到安慰，得到力量。
So when I prayed, I received comfort, I received His might.
有个见证。
My testimony.
有个见证。
There was a testimony.
在这个太平洋教会有一个叫做 Catherine Louis 这个姐妹。
There was a Sister Catherine Louis' testimony.
他见证说，他其实很好命。
She testified she had a good life.
他说小时候呢，他出生在香港。
When she was little, she was born in Hong Kong.
三岁的时候，他去上海。
Age 3, she moved to Shanghai.
他有一个很好的家庭。
She had a great family.
他父亲照顾一切。
His father took care of everything.
他不是轻女重男，重男轻女，他不是重男轻女。
They were not sexist.
就是说不会很注重男生、或藐视女生。
In other words, they didn't just favor the boys compared to the girls.
他说他、上大学还可以有机会上大学，而且找到很好工作在上海。
She was given the opportunity to go to college and found a job in Shanghai.
后来在这个1959年、他搬到美国来。
In 1959, she moved to United States.
他在这个 Pan American,这个航空公司上班。
The Pan American Airlines hired her, and she worked there.
而且他说他很顺利啊，他就被提拔到这个做经理啊。
And she was very fortunate, and soon she was promoted to be like a boss.
啊，他说他每次周末的时候都出去玩啊。
And over the weekend, she would always go and have fun.
那在1961年他结婚。
In 1961, she married.
啊，他跟我说他先生很爱她。
And she said her husband loved her dearly.
他说他先生哦会带她去吃饭，不让她煮饭。
And her husband always takes her out to dinner, doesn't allow her to cook.
真好啊。
What a good life, huh?
那在1992年啊，她就说计划要退休啊。
In 1992, she had planned her retirement.
可是呢，在1992年的10月22号。
But in October 22nd, 1992,
他们从这个餐馆吃完饭后就开车回家。
After dinner, she drove home.
那在左转的时候呢，有一个人开车很快。
On turning left, a young man also drove very fast.
后来撞到他的车上，他先生就过世了。
And hit their car, and her husband died.
他是昏迷不醒。
And she was, she was badly hurt.
他在医院里面啊，他受了重伤。
And she was badly hurt and was hospitalized.
那他醒过来的时候，有人告诉他说，他先生已经过世了。
When she woke up in the hospital, her husband had already died.
他很难过，他觉得他的梦想啊，退休啊，一切计划都泡汤了。
She was in great despair. All her dreams of retirement had just vanished.
那她也受了很多很重的重伤，的骨头碎掉啊，那也是很痛苦。
She had a lot of physical pain, multiple fractures.
那她后来都回到家里去静养。
So she went home to recuperate.
那有一个，她有个请个仆人啊，请一个女孩子来照顾她。
Then she invited a young girl to take care of her.
那这个仆人呢，他有一个同伴啊，是我们教会信徒。
So this servant girl had a partner who is a member of our church.
那我们教会信徒就邀请他的同伴，还有这个女主人，就是这个 Catherine 啊，来我们教会。
Catherine was invited by her servant's friend to invite both of them to come to church.
那刚来的时候，他觉得我们祷告有点让他吓一跳了。
When she first came to our church, she saw the prayer and was shocked.
可是她觉得说这里感觉像家一种感觉。
But she felt the church was like at home, had this feeling of home.
所以她从这个 San Mateo 开车到 Pacifica 教会。
She drove from San Mateo to Pacifica Church.
她也开始求圣灵。
And she started to pray for the Holy Spirit.
那有一次这个教会在唱赞美诗，唱三十首。
One time, we were singing hymn 30.
她听得很感动。
She was very moved by this hymnal.
她继续祷告。
She started praying.
她觉得说她是个寡妇啊。
She said she is a widow.
那她那个车祸造成她很大的伤害。
And the car accident had hurt her badly.
那么她正在祷告的时候呢，她感觉到有一股这个背啊。抱着她。
And when she prayed, she felt that there was an arm embracing her.
跟她说，
saying to her,
不要怕，
do not fear,
你不是孤单的，
you are not alone,
哦，我会与你同在，
I will be with you.
哦，她听完以后，下个礼拜六，
on hearing that, the next Saturday,
教会还是唱这个赞美诗三十首，
they sang this hymn 30 again.
那么她很感动，也开始哭了。
She was very moved and started to cry.
所以她跪下来祷告。
She knelt down and prayed.
她感受到说神呢抱着她。
She felt that God was embracing her.
跟她讲说，你为什么不相信我呢？
Saying to her, "Why don't you believe in me?"
我会常常与你同在的。
For I will always be with you.
这是她得圣灵的体验。
And this is her experience of the Spirit.
所以真的。神为什么要与我们同在？
Why is it God wants to be with us?
因为他要做我们的好朋友。
For he is a good friend, our best friend.
他知道我们在人生的路程上是孤单的。
He knows in our journey in life, it is very lonely.
我不知道大家有没有去跟过你父母亲去买东西。
Have you accompanied your parents shopping?
有时候真的好无聊。
Oh, sometimes it's very, very
特别是男生啊、
boring.
这个男生喜欢打电动啊，去女生看逛街啊，看些东西，真的我没有什么兴趣啊。
Sometimes when a guy accompanies a girl shopping for clothes, it's very, very boring.
有时候说，哎，你这样看，我去那个电脑那个地方啊，去看一看一下。
And usually the guy ends up in a computer shop looking at IT stuff.
你想想看啊，这个圣灵住在我们里面。
We know that the Holy Spirit when it dwells in us.
你有没有想过啊？如果我们去拉斯维加斯，圣灵也去拉斯维加斯。
So remember, if you go to Las Vegas, remember the Holy Spirit is going with you to Las Vegas.
他不是那个，不是那个间谍啊！你不要想成他是间谍啊 ，spy。
Oh, the Holy Spirit is not a spy.
他是我们朋友。
He's a friend, our friend.
他去，我们去哪里啊？他就陪伴着我们去哪里。
Wherever we go, the Spirit accompanies us.
他不会打小报告。
You will not be reporting back to somebody.
这个很不容易做到。
This is not something that's easy to do.
你觉得说这个东西很无聊的话，这个人去个地方，我们不想去，我根本不会想去。
So if you think this place is really boring, then I really don't want to go there.
可是呢，圣灵啊，陪伴我们一起去。
But the Holy Spirit will accompany us and goes there with us.
那如果万一发生什么事情
？What if something happens?
你不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
圣灵与你同在。
The Holy Spirit is with you.
Hey, 这个圣灵是神的灵啊。
This Spirit is the Spirit of God.
他是全能的神啊。
Is an omnipotent God.
有事情呢，跟他打个招呼一下。
If anything happens, just say hi.
我们有些弟兄姐妹快开车祸的时候啊，就讲 Hallelujah。
Many of our brothers and sisters, whenever a car accident happens, they say Hallelujah.
很奇妙啊。我听有个弟兄这样说啊，他说他车子被卡车啊撞得扁扁的，可是啊人还活着在车上。
Some miraculous things. Our brother was crushed in a car, and yet he walked out of it alive.
那么我们看一下但以书第三章。
Daniel, let's turn to Daniel.
如果神让你看得到他的话，你就看到他，就看让你看得到他与你同在。
If God wants you to see him, you will see him with you.
在但以书第三章，这里记载着但以三个朋友他们碰到一个很大的挑战。
Here, Daniel records three of his friends had experienced a really tough difficulty.
因为那时候国王造一个金像。
For the king had made an image.
那他要全部的人呢，在他国度里面拜这个金像。
And he wanted all his citizens to bow down to this image of gold.
那他们不拜。
But they refused to bow down.
那有些人看见了就打小报告给这个国王。
And having seen them disobey, some people reported back to the king.
那在十三节呢，这个国王叫尼布甲尼撒王啊，他就很生气的把这三个人叫过来。
And verse 13, Nebuchadnezzar in rage commanded the three to come.To see him.
这国王啊，还给面子啊，说我给你再给你次机会啊。
In fact, he was merciful and gave them one more chance.
跟他说啊，如果拜好，我就放过你；如果你不拜的话呢，我就把你扔在这烈火的窑中啊。第十五节下半段，有何神呐、啊，能救你们脱离我手呢
？Saying that if you bow down, fine; if not, you will be thrown into a fiery furnace.And who is going to deliver you from this?
那么这时候这三个人就跟国王说啊，这个免谈呐、啊，意思说免谈，不用谈了、啊。
The three friends said to Nebuchadnezzar, "We don't have to discuss this."
我们不会拜的。
We will not do so.
我们所拜的神呢，他可以从烈火的窑中啊救我们出来。
Because the God we worship will deliver us from a burning fiery furnace.
而且呢，他绝对会救我们。
And he will deliver us.
那如果没有的话，我们绝对不拜。
And we will definitely not worship this image.
这个是历史上的事实。
This is a historical fact.
那么尼布甲尼撒王就很生气，把这个叫人啊，把这个火窑啊加七倍的热，后来叫带有兵丁呢，把这些三个人丢进去。
So in his fury, Nebuchadnezzar raised the fire seven times.And threw these three into this fire.
那这三个人掉到火这个火窑里面呢？这个那些兵丁呢都被烧死了，因为旁边的太热了，他们都着火了。
Even the soldiers who threw these people into the furnace were burnt.
我们看二十四节。
Let's turn to verse 24.
二十四节这说，那时尼布甲尼撒王啊，惊奇急忙的起来，对谋士说啊， 我捆起来扔在火里的不是三个人吗？ 他们回答王说：王啊，是啊。25节。
25.
王说啊，看哪，我见有四个人，并没有捆锁，在火中游行呢，也没有受伤。那第四个的相貌好像神子啊。哎，这个第四个人就突然出现了。
Suddenly, the fourth person manifested.
神让这个国王看见这个异象。
God showed this vision to the king.
让他们知道，让这国王知道说，这三个人都是有这个神的同在。
Saying to the king that there God was accompanying the three men.
后来这个国王叫这三个人出来。
Then Nebuchadnezzar asked the three men to come out of the fire.
那时候全部的长官都很惊奇，赶快去看看他这三个人怎么有没有烧焦味啊，有没有衣服烧黑啦。
And all the people, governors, administrators, gathered around to see what had happened. Are they burnt?
所以这个国王真的太惊讶了。他说啊，在他颁下一个命令。
So Nebuchadnezzar was absolutely amazed, and he made a commandment.
在28节啊，他说啊，他吩咐他国家的人，不能有人说这个带你三个朋友的神的坏话。
Saying that no one in his kingdom can say anything bad about the God of these three people.
如果有说坏话，就把他房子给拆了。
For those who say bad things about the God, their homes would be destroyed.
因为这个神太伟大，太有智慧了。
For this God has so much power and wisdom.
怎么可能让一个人在火中里面，三个人火在里面还可以活着？
How can he allow three men to live in this fiery furnace?
这三个人的信心啊，使神得到荣耀，他们也得到奖赏。
This faith of the three people had given glory to God, and they were saved.
所以我们要记得，神与这三个人同在，就像神与我们同在，就跟神这三个人同在一样。
God being with us is just like God being with the three people.
因为我们在我们生活上，我们需要有一个这个保惠师啊，陪伴着我们，来帮助我们。
In our lives, we do need a helper, comforter to help us, to comfort us.
这第三个原因。
The third reason.
为什么我们需要圣灵？
Why we need the Holy Spirit?
我们来看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章
Acts chapter 1
第八节
Verse
8 使徒行传第一章第八节
Acts chapter 1 verse 8
使徒行传第一章第八节
Acts chapter 1 verse 8
这是主耶稣复活后应许门徒说他们会得圣灵。
Here, after Jesus has resurrected, he promised that they will receive the Holy Spirit.
第八节这里说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Verse 8 says, But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria.
我们为什么需要圣灵，是因为神要给我们能力来帮助我们。
To have the Holy Spirit allows us to have power, and it helps us.
保罗有这个体验。
Paul had this experience.
他说，这个他想要做的事情，他做不出来。
Paul says when he wants to do something, he cannot do it.
那不想做的坏事啊，偏偏去做。
But whatever bad things he doesn't want to do, he unfortunately does it.
他觉得说，这个神的话是属灵的，他是属肉的，很难做。
He knows that the words of God are spiritual. His own are. Physical, it's very hard to obey the words of God.
他发觉到他心中没有任何的良善，没有任何的好东西。
He finds in his heart there is nothing good about it.
所以他保罗借着圣灵呢，来改变他自己。
So through the Holy Spirit, it transformed him.
他说，这个神的律啊，这个圣灵呢，释放了他。
So the Spirit of God had released him.
使他不再过以前的生活。So
that he did not lead the life he had previously.
这种见证在我们教会特别的多。This
kind of testimony is abundant in our church.
借着圣灵能改变。Through
the Holy Spirit, the character of man changes.
我们有个蔡弟兄。There
was a brother Chai.
他见证说他以前还没信主时候是一个佛教徒。His
testimony before becoming a Christian, he was a Buddhist.
他很喜欢吃喝玩乐 party.
He loved eat, drink, and party.
那有一天呢，他一个朋友就给他这个毒品，这个 heroin， 这个什么毒品的这个烟呢，要给他。
One day he was given a heroin, a cigarette like a heroin.
那这个他有听过了，这个是毒品。
He has heard that this is like a drug.
所以他就试试看。He
wanted to try.
哦，他说第一根啊，抽得很难过，这个简直怎么会有人喜欢这种东西呢？
The first time he took this, it was very difficult. How could anyone like this?
他想说，哎，奇怪了，别人会喜欢啊，所以他也说多试几下。
So, but a little bit, he liked it. He wanted to try a few times.
不是，他不喜欢，可是他想要知道说为什么别人会喜欢。
He didn't like it the first time, but he said, "How do people like it?" So he wanted to try a few more times.
所以他一直抽，哎，会就都喜欢了。
But after a few times, he started liking the drug.
可是他见证说啊，哦，那时候就开始痛苦了。
Then he started to have pain in his life.
他觉得说他被这个毒品啊捆绑住了。
And then he became a prisoner to this drug.
啊，他说他想要，他不，他说他。 去了那种毒品，就是解毒的诊所啊，去了好几次，就是出来还是没办法 quit， 没办法把它吃掉。He
went into many rehab units to try and get rid of this habit, but he could never succeed.
因为他说每次想要不吸毒的时候啊，他觉得那里面哦很难受啊。Whenever
he wants not to inhale this drug, there will be a lot of pain inside his body.
他说这个毒品呢。 差不多要买一包，只能熬让他熬个两三天而已。一包要一百块，差不多一百块美，九十块美金呢。One
packet of this drug, $100 US, only lasted him 2 or 3 days.
那如果他没有用毒品，他觉得全身都很没有力量。Without
this drug, he was completely physically weak.
他会打哈欠。And
he would be yawning all the time.
会流眼泪。He
would be tearing all the time.
他觉得这个肌肉都很酸痛。
And his muscle was aching all the time.
里面的心里很痛苦。
And there was a lot of pain in his heart.
他不知道该怎么办。
He did not know what to do.
所以他常常去工作，就是为了赚钱去买毒品。
So he constantly worked, earned money so that he could buy drugs.
他心里没有平安。
There was no peace in his heart.
他晚上睡不着觉。
At night, he could not sleep.
因为他晚上一直在想着说，他希望要有毒品。
Because at night, his thoughts are, I need this drug.
那么，他也见证说，他用毒品的时候，他头脑会觉得很重。When
he used this drug, his head would feel very heavy.
而且是一整天。And
it lasted for the whole day.
那他说他有一个好处，就是说他没有去偷人家钱了。But
he felt some good about him because he never stole from others.
后来他的妹妹来参加我们教会聚会。His
younger sister attended church service.
也来信主了。And
also became a believer.
那么也邀请他。
The sister invited the big brother to come and join the church.
邀请好几次，他终于过去了，来我们教会。And
finally, after a few times, he did come to the church.
那他每次去呢，他就穿这个衣服穿得很厚，穿夏天呢，他穿长衣服。And
when he came,
长袖衣服。In
summertime, he would be wearing thick clothes.
那有一次，有个弟兄问他说：“你为什么穿长袖衣服这么热？”One
brother asked him, "Why are you wearing such thick clothes? It's so hot."
他就把这个衣服啊卷给他看。Then
he rolled up his sleeve to show them.
才知道说，哇，你是用毒品啊，整个这个墙那个什么壁啊都是针孔了。So
he had a lot of needle track marks on his elbow.
那他见证说，这个弟兄姐妹哦，不会因为这样子就远离他了。But
just because of that, his brothers and sisters did not depart from him.
而且帮他祷告，还鼓励他。
But they prayed for him and encouraged him.
那他见证说啊，他真的想要改变。In
his testimony, he said he really wanted to change.
当然，他去过那种解毒的诊所，去过好几次都没有用。He'd
been to so many rehab units and never succeeded.
那他说，当这个毒瘾上来的时候，And
when he had the urge caused by the drug,
他都会醒过来。He
would always wake up.
那么他会跪着向神祷告。Then
he would kneel down and pray.
说主啊，我真的很想要改变我的那个老生活啊，我的肉体很软弱啊，请你帮助我。In
his prayer, he said, "Lord, I really truly want to repent from my old life. Please help me."
他说他每次祷告完以后呢，他心中就充满了喜乐、平安还有安慰。Whenever
he's finished praying, his heart would be full of joy, and then he would have a peace,
comfort. 那么。 他感觉到说，真的来到主耶稣面前，他的重担不见了。
He knew coming to Jesus Christ, his burden had disappeared.
说他就很喜欢来教会。
So he really liked coming to church.
后来他也改变了，他也不再吸毒了。
Later on, he quit his habit.
这是一个圣灵在一个圣徒心中所做的工作。
So this is the work that you can see of the Holy Spirit.
让他心中有能力，有满足啊，来克服这个毒瘾。
To give him the power and ability to change his heart, to overcome the addiction of a drug.
我们来看这个约翰福音第七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
37节。
Verse 37.
约翰福音第七章37节。
John 7, 37.
第七章37节。
John chapter 7, verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来。”38节。38。信我的人啊，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。39节。39。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。在这里主耶稣说：“人若渴了啦，可以来到这边。”Here
Jesus says, if anyone thirsts, come to me.
那他指的是圣灵。
He refers to the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就像这个活水啊，真的人啊，心像一块土地啊，需要滋润，需要解渴。
Here it refers like the Spirit is like the living water that is completely able to quench our thirst.
对我来讲，如果没有这个，我在祷告当中可以感觉腹中有一股力量流出来。
Personally, I feel this whenever I pray. I feel this power coming out from my heart.
如果没有这个活水。 这个圣灵呢，在我里面啊，我想我早就辞掉传道工作了。
If I had no living water feeling in my heart, I would have long time resigned from my position as a pastor.
因为做这个传道有时候也是蛮不简单的，就是。Sometimes
being a pastor is a very difficult job.
我相信大家都会有时候碰到心灰意冷的时候。I
think many of us, all of you, experience great situations of great self-doubt.
可是就是这种能力呢？ 维持着我，支撑着我，让我继续下去。
But this might from the Spirit has sustained me and held me over this period.
圣经上有一个人物叫做参孙。
In the Bible records a great man called Samson.
他是个大力士。
He was a great warrior.
他拿一个骨头啊，光一个骨头杀死1000个兵丁呢，非利士人的兵丁。
With a bone, he managed to kill 1,000 Philistines.
可是问题是啊，他杀完了，打败敌人以后啊。 他口渴啊,
but after defeating 1,000 Philistines, he felt very thirsty.
他向神说啊，神啊，难道我现在要落在敌人手中吗？
He said, God, am I now going to be falling into the hands of my enemies?
神就打开他的眼睛，让他看到，哎，有一股有个这活水的泉源从地上涌出来。
And God opened the eyes of Samson and saw in front of him a vat of living water coming out from the ground.
说他喝了这个水以后呢？ 他重新得力啊。
And after drinking this water, he was quenched. He had his might again, power again.
其实啊，我们人啊，再怎么做都会劳累啊。我们需要这个能力。
In everything that we do, we always need power.
好，那么这是主要三个原因。
So these are the three main reasons.
那么我们要怎么求啊，才能求到圣灵？
How is it that we can ask for the Holy Spirit?
我们来看路加福音11章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 11.
路加福音11章
Luke chapter 11
13节
Verse 13
我们从这个 第五节念起
Let's start from verse 5
到13节
To verse 13
路加福音11章 第五节到13节
Luke chapter 11 verse 5 to 13
第五节耶稣又说 你们中间谁有一个朋友半夜到他那里去 说朋友请借给我三个饼 第六节
6
因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。第七节
7
那人在里头回答说：“不要打扰我，门已经关闭，孩子已同我上的床，我不能起来给你。”第八节
8
我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情实迫切的直求，就必起来照他。 所需用的给他第九节
9
我要告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见， 叩门就给你们开门。第十节
，ten，
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。第十一节
，eleven，
你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反拿蛇给鱼给他呢？十二节
，twelve，
求鸡蛋，反给他鞋子呢？十三节
，thirteen，
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？啊，主耶稣为了要鼓励人来求圣灵，主耶稣讲个比喻来告诉大家怎么如何求圣灵。
Jesus is encouraging people to ask for the Holy Spirit. Therefore, he tells this parable to show how they can do this.
从这个比喻当中呢，我们首先要有胆量。
From the parable, we know we need to have daring. 啊，
谁敢在半夜？三更半夜去敲人家门啊
？Who dares in the middle of the night knock on the door of someone？
这个人敢
？This person dared to。
那不止他敢了、啊，他还要情辞迫切的祈求。
Not only did he dare, but he had to do it persistently。
人家说、啊：“你走吧，我不会给你的。
”The person would say, "Now just go. I'm not going to give it to you."
他一直敲啊，说：“拜托，拜托。
”But he kept knocking on the door, say, "Please, oh please."
这个没办法，这个不给他的话，可能这个 主人没法睡觉、啊。他说、啊、最后起来给他了。
But this person said, "Gosh, I mean, you keep knocking. If I don't give it to you, I probably won't have any sleep." So finally, relented and gave him some.
所以我们要这种胆量，而且情辞迫切，不要灰心。
So first, we need daring, and number two, we have to we don't have any heart of despair.
啊，第九节告诉我们还有一些条件。
Number nine gives us some criteria.
我们要相信。
We must believe.
相信神绝对会给。
If you believe, then God will give.
就说祈求就给你。
If you ask, you will be given.
这个祈求就是嘴巴张开来。
Asking means you open your mouth.
不张开来就可能就不知道到底是不是真的，都不相信了，怎么会说出来呢
？If you don't open your mouth, maybe no one will believe you asking. You won't even say it.
寻找就要花时间。
If you're looking for something, you have to spend time.
这个叩门啊，就要用力啊。
And when you're knocking a door, you must do it with power.
敲这么小声，听谁听得到
？A little knock, who can hear it?
这样敲就大家醒过来了。
A loud knock, everyone wakes up.
那么十三节啊，这个圣经告诉我们，神是慈爱的。
Verse 13 says God is loving.
神绝对会给的。
God definitely will give you.
因为他爱我们，比父母亲爱我们还要深，还要大。
God loves us more than parents love their children.
圣灵是好东西，神绝对会给我们的。
The Holy Spirit is a good thing, and God will definitely give it to us.
所以我们要迫切的祈求。
So we must beg for it, persistently.
那么我们就可以体验到啊，我们就可以有这个像这个 visa 可以到天国去啊。
And then we will have like a visa to enter the kingdom of God.
而且我们有一个。最好的朋友常常与我们同在。
And then we always have a good friend to accompany us always.
那我们有能力啊，来改变自己。
And then we have the power to change ourselves.
还有很多好处啊，得到以后就知道了。
And there are many other benefits, and you will experience it when you receive.
我们一同来唱赞美诗。
Let's sing hymn.
三四首。
Verse 30.